I'm joined by Kay's head coach after this evening's 2-0 defeat at Croydon. Stuart, we led in a soft goal and then a penalty. We're down to 10 men. It was always going to be difficult from there.
Yeah, we made it difficult for ourselves. I thought we were playing quite well without threatening to score a goal, but the goals we conceded are not acceptable. And we've spoken about it. We have to be stronger. Sometimes you just have to put the ball out the pitch. To concede goals like that are just totally unacceptable.
Luke Garrard hasn't had the best of starts to his K's career. He got sent off on Saturday. Arguably, he was at fault for the first goal today. Is he going to be a starter on Saturday?
It's a difficult question to answer at this point in time because we don't want to, you know, just make decisions on, you know, one game and one incident and such like, because we can't chop and change. We have to let things bed down. But Luke himself would agree. You know, he hasn't done well. At the moment, Steve looks more confident. And we'll need to look at it at training on Thursday. It's a long season, and we'll put things right bit by bit. Anything that isn't quite right, we'll put it right bit by bit.
Charlie Side got Croydon's first goal today. He ran over to our bench with his celebration. What was that all about?
Charlie wasn't in my plans for the long term. And when you make that decision, then you have to go with it. He was always going to, once this game, you know, was so quick behind it, after him leaving, there was always going to be a little jibe at me or us if he nicked a goal, and that's all he did. He nicked a goal, he had a couple of touches, but in 90 minutes he didn't do enough to be on a winning team, and that's why I don't think he should be with us for the future, but we need to strengthen that area.
Asked you the same question on Saturday. Any complaints on the red card this evening?
No, I don't have any complaints. Handball on the line. You know, the referee has to apply the letter of the law. But we can't continue this. I've said to the boys, you know, playing with 10 men for long periods of time, it's just soul destroying. And we have to look at not that incident that creates the red card, but the immediate few seconds or 30 seconds beforehand, when we have a chance to influence the ball better, and that then it doesn't happen. That's what we have to be better at. We were sloppy for 3 or 4 minutes in 90. We were sloppy and lost 2-0 to a team that I think we're probably better than.
Looking on the positive side, if you can draw positives from a 2-0 defeat, I thought we rallied well in the second half. Our fitness looked good. It didn't look like we were playing with 10 men.
No, it didn't at all. We looked as if we were winning 2-0. We looked as if we were stronger. We're certainly better football side. But we still only had 3 or 4 chances in the whole 90 minutes. Because, again, we're playing for, you know, what, 50 minutes with 10 men. And that cannot continue. If we think we can continue playing with 10 men and doing well, we'll get nowhere. My job, and I've known it since I let Charlie go, I've known that my priority is a striker. I've watched a couple of games, I've got a couple of targets, and I'll bring that person in. There will be a couple of changes in personnel between now and Saturday.
So you mentioned the strikers. You had a look at all 4 of your strikers today. Have you any ideas yet which pairing you're going to go with on Saturday?
Yeah, I've probably got a good idea what pairing I'll go with on Saturday. I'll tell the boys at training on Thursday night. I think James Rose has got a long way to go yet to be what he was last season, but I did see signs of the work rate improving. Tony Reid worked hard tonight, but he never really threatened. I still think Daniel Morris will be a gem for us, but he needs to be nurtured. You know, he can't just be thrown in at the deep end and hope he swims. But I think there is a gap still to be filled. You know, I really do. I think it's an area, and I will be making a change before the weekend.